Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting third. The right fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting sixth. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Monty Bascall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cliff Chambers. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Cliff Chambers. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The center fielder, Bob Usher. Batting third. The right fielder, Johnny Wyrostek. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Skeffing. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Virgil Stahlkup. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ewell Blackwell. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Ewell Blackwell. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kluszewski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a fly ball into center field. Usher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlkup fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Monty Bascall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bascall strikes out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlkup fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Strickland moves to second. Cliff Chambers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Strickland scores. McCullough moves to second. It's 1-0, Pirates. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-1 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blackwell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock bunts in front of the plate. McCullough juggles the ball. That's an error on McCullough. Kluszewski moves to second. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Kluszewski moves to third. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a line drive into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Reds nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Metkovich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Metkovich moves to second. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kiner hits a pop-up towards short. Stahlcup settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-1 in the game. Westlake hits a line drive into center field. Usher picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Usher. Usher throws it away. That's an error on Usher. Metkovich scores. Bell goes all the way around to score. Westlake moves to second. It's 3-0. Pirates. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Usher. Strickland reaches second base with a double. Westlake scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Pirates. Monty Baskall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baskall is 0-for-1 in the game. Baskall is hit by the pitch. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Meeks pinch hits for Ewell Blackwell. Sammy Meeks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meeks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Reds nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Harry Perkowski now pitching. Cliff Chambers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chambers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dillinger. The throw from Skeffing and he is out, Stahlcup applying the tag. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Metkovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 0-for-1 in the game. Usher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bascall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 0-for-1 in the game. Wyrostek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Klusowski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-0 in the game. Adcock hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Reds nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-2 in the game. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Westlake hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kiner moves to second. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perkowski fields it and throws to third for the out. Westlake moves to second. One out. Monty Bascall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bascall is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bascall hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Adams catches it and throws to second with Stahlkup covering, to double up Westlake. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 0-for-1 in the game. Skeffing hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Westlake. Skeffing reaches second base with a double. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatton hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Metkovich. Hatton reaches second base with a double. Skeffing scores. It's 4-1, Pirates. Virgil Stahlkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlkup is 0-for-1 in the game. Stahlkup hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Hatton trying to get to home. Metkovich throws the ball into McCullough who tags Hatton who's trying to score from second, for the out. Stahlkup moves to second. One out. Johnny Permisa pinch hits for Harry Perkowski. Johnny Permisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Permisa hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Reds 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Howie Fox now pitching. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCullough takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Chambers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chambers bunts in front of the plate. Skeffing fields it and throws to first for the out. McCullough moves to second. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McCullough moves to third. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 0-for-2 in the game. Usher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 0-for-2 in the game. Wyrostek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baskall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kiner juggles the ball. That's an error on Kiner. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chambers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kluszewski moves to second. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Reds 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Usher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Kiner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Westlake hits a fly ball into center field. Usher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Strickland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hatton hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Metkovich. Hatton reaches second base with a double. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stahlcup hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Connie Ryan pinch hits for Howie Fox. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bascall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hatton moves to third. Ryan moves to second. Two outs. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 0 for 3 in the game. Usher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Westlake. Usher reaches second base with a double. Hatton scores. Ryan scores. It's 4-3, Pirates. Bill Worley now pitching. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 0 for 3 in the game. Wyrostek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Reds 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Smith now pitching. Monty Bascall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bascall is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bascall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCullough strikes out. Two outs. Bill Worley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kluszewski hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a line drive into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Reds 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wyrostek. Dillinger reaches second base with a double. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Metkovich hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Adams catches it and throws to second with Stahlcup covering, to double up Dillinger. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Hatton strikes out. One out. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stahlcup hits a pop-up towards first. Kiner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Howell pinch hits for Frank Smith. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy McMillan pinch runs for Dixie Howell. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 4 in the game. Adams takes first base on ball 4. McMillan moves to second. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Usher hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 4, and Cincinnati Reds, 3. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.